Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get time. 767 smallbusinessadvocate.com. Boy, you know, folks, you've heard me say this before. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. I'm a pretty funny guy, especially some of the crazy things I do. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and use it to your advantage. We update it all the time. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And I know one of the reasons you guys listen is, what is he going to do next? Well, you never know around here. Ed Abel is with us. He's our good friend. He's got a body of work that he's deposited with us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Abel Business Institute, the Business Harmony Series, H-A-R-M-O-N-E-Y, Business Harmony Series. Edward, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about some of the things once you focus on your core competencies, which we all have to do, whether you outsource the other stuff or not, Ed, you really have to be the thing that you can, you know, what is it that you can make the most impressive, the most unique, the most special sauce? What is that? That has to be focused on all the time, and it's constantly has to be new and improved, doesn't it?
It has to not only be new and improved. There's this, and I think the theme this year or this cycle of business is that authentic. It has to have authenticity.
Yep.
You know, and one of the things, you know, we talk about core competence, and let me tell you, how often are you willing to accept good enough in the core competence because the other piece, that piece we're trying to put our finger on, was exceptional? And let's just look, again, at a restaurant. You go into a restaurant, you have phenomenal service, but the food's just okay. I go back.
Yeah,
I've not gone back to phenomenal food and terrible service.
Right.
You know, and again, I tend to feel like I'm that person that's got that, you know, norm. I'm average. I'm not, you know, overly crazy or under expecting. And yet, I really believe that on many levels, when we go into business, we're taking this core competency as the almighty and what is going to sell. And you know what? That's not it anymore. You know,
if you're going to become a business owner, if you're thinking of starting a business and, you know, obviously you've got to say, okay, what am I going to sell? What is the thing? What is the one thing? Is it a meatball or a motorcycle or, you know, or whatever that I'm going to sell? And okay, well, how can I sell that in a way that differentiates me from other people? And it's not going to be selling them a better motorcycle, because everybody's people will come to you, even if you're a little more expensive, because you're probably going to need to be, even if you're not going to conquer the world. But something that you're doing that a certain number of people, enough to make you successful, will forego everybody else, will forsake everybody else and buy from you.
Well, when you say that, the thing that keeps coming back to my mind is, and here's where business owners get themselves into trouble, because they're so unwilling to delegate and outsource areas within their business that they have no business doing, and having their, not that they don't want to know the result of someone else doing it, but not physically doing it. They get so bogged down and they start running ragged, and that ragged running has them disconnect with the marketplace.
And consequently, it takes their energy and their brain power and their other resources away from developing that special sauce. They focus on the non-core competencies so much because those are the alligators that if you don't take care of them, I mean, let's be honest, if you don't take care of those things, the payroll, the accounting, the banking, et cetera, if you don't take care of those things, they will take you down. But remember, folks, you can hire those things done. You can outsource that to companies that are literally designed. Those are their core competencies.
Exactly.
You've got time to focus on the thing. You've got time to focus on making your special sauce extra special.
It's like, why would you do bookkeeping when there are bookkeeping services? Why would you do payroll when there's payroll services?
Right, right.
And again, I think it comes back to business owners forgetting to look beyond the core competence when I'm going into business and realizing, hey, when I go into business, there are 8 business components I have to keep my eye on, but I don't have to do them all. I could bring resources in, and in the business harmony model, we talk about that as your organizational resources. What are you bringing in to help support it? And these don't necessarily cost a whole lot of money. Recently, I was talking to a client about that. They're taking time away from making money for them to go and do things that they have no business doing and are taking a lot of their time. Therefore, they're not doing their special stuff, and they're losing money.
Or they're doing things that they don't know how to do on the weekend because they don't want to spend that extra time of trial and error during the week. If they're going to work on the weekend, they should be working on they should be down in the laboratory, brewing up something special for their customers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ed, give us a website, please.
Oh, check us out at Able, ABEL, BusinessInstitute.com.
Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More to come with our good friend, Ed Able.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.